Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another case station. So basically, after you introduce yourself, as always agreed, double check the patient name, date of birth. The patient will say that I'm having palpitation, having breathlessness, I'm having short of breath, I feel thumps and bumps in my chest. So you'll ask the patient, can you tell me more about it? And once the patient stopped, you need to inquire about certain questions, specific, say for instance, if it was sudden or gradual, and does it wear off by itself, and if the patient can tab it for you, and how often and how long it lasts. So, and how long this has been ongoing, for instance, is it acute or chronic, just to have an idea. And how do you feel once it's on? Like, for instance, if you feel lightheaded, breathlessness, dizziness, blackout. And is there any pattern for it? For instance, like only in bed, quietly at night, which could imply ventricular premature beat. And you'll ask also if there is any triggering factor or relieving factor. Say, for instance, if it's with exercise. This can denote serious structural heart disease, or if it's triggered with certain beverages, like for instance alcohol, caffeine, or certain situations of life, like emotional stress. So all of that you need to inquire about. And you'll ask the patient, how does it feel exactly? Do you pass out or black out, lightheaded? Well, all of that might just give you some indication for whatever the pathology underlying. And then you will ask, does it impact your life? It might be impacting the patient's quality of life and the way how they manage. So it might affecting their daily chore, their work-wise as well. And you need to, of course, rule out certain risk factor. You will ask if there is any family history, if there is past medical history, say, for instance, history of hypertension, high blood pressure, history of heart failure, ischemic heart disease, diabetes, chronic lung problem like COPD or pulmonary embolism, and if there is any sleep apnea or chronic kidney disease. Also, if there's history of thyroid disease, if the patient is obese, and what's their drinking like for alcohol and caffeine. And of course, you will see if the patient is a male or female, because it's more dominant, as it says, in male. And then you need to ask the patient that you would like to have a quick look and examine the patient. You need to feel for the pulse, so a manual palpation of the pulse, just to give you a hint about the halting. If everything was normal, you'll arrange for the patient 24-hour Holter check or recording for the heart. And then you will offer the patient a personalized package of care. Say, for instance, you need to raise their awareness about the risk of stroke. Or TI, transient ischemic attack. Also, you'll warn the patient about associated symptom and whom to contact if there is a need that particular part of time. You will arrange also for psychological support. The patient might be panicking, anxious, distressed by all of that. And you will give them information leaflet with certain update for the patient to read and have peace of mind. Of course, you need to assess as well for the formula of CHA2DS2VASC, which stands for congestive heart failure, hypertension, age, because it's around certain age, if it's more than 60 or 65 or below. Also diabetes mellitus, stroke, and vascular disease, age, and of course the gender or the sex. It's mandated that you don't offer aspirin as a solo for patient with this kind of situation, because in this condition you are thinking about AF, atrial fibrillation, And just start with the simple standard treatment, beta blocker like Paspirol, just to lower the ventricular rate so symptom can be controlled. If it's too much and the patient is bothered and patient is not controlled by medication, there is another way how to arrange for a surgery, which is called catheter ablation via femoral vein. It's called pulmonary vein isolation. So it's the whole idea is about creating a ring of scar around pulmonary vein using radio frequency or cryoballoon. It's called freezing technique to intercept the excitable foci from the vein entering the heart and triggering, hence triggering AF. Of course, you need to tell the patient that this is not a radical treatment and it can recur at later age, but this is proven to be relieving and the patient will feel happy once all of those symptoms has been abolished and stopped for some time. So by that, I hope that I covered the main points about AF, symptom associated risks, and what can be offered to the patient as a personalized package. And I see you on another podcast. Thank you.